If you're dating someone new, you might be interested to see how your relationship should progress. You might be worrying things are moving too fast or too slow, and having a relationship timeline in mind could help you know whether your relationship is moving along nicely. Why it is important for relationships to evolve. Every relationship will go through different stages as the two partners get to know each other better, and this is very important when this turns into more than just a fling. When two people meet and start spending more time with one another, it is inevitable that they will be influenced by one another. When it comes to couples, this interaction helps build new habits and brings the two people closer together. A relationship needs to evolve just like the people in it do. From dating to a few months into the relationship, the two partners won't be exactly the same as they were the day they met. As time passes on, people tend to get more comfortable with one another, and it is important for the longevity of the relationship for both parties to be able to adapt. The more the relationship can evolve, the more trust and love will be built between the partners. The bond between them evolves along with the stages of the relationship timeline and helps show them both how to function in different situations and support their partner when necessary. A relationship that is not able to evolve for the better does not have a future. People cannot stay the same forever, and it can be exhausting being with a partner who doesn't want to put in the effort to better themselves. Not every relationship will follow the same timeline. Before we move on to the actual relationship timeline most partners will experience, it is important to note that not every relationship will follow the same timeline. Each story has a different beginning and ending, and while the average relationship might experience a similar pattern, there are many times when creating your own timeline is important. Some might get married sooner than others, and some couples might choose not to lead their relationship towards marriage. Each couple should follow their own pace in a long-term relationship and set their own rules. This is important when it comes to making the next big step along the timeline. Whether you went on more or less dates than most people, if you were friends for years before you fell in love, all that matters is how much effort you both put into the relationship. Not every couple's honeymoon phase will last as long as others, and many couples will meet through a dating app. Just because your story is different or unconventional, doesn't mean your love isn't real or that it won't last. The relationship timeline is an idea created to help people know when it is time to make another step in their relationship. This can help you decide whether you want to move in together or do anything that requires a lot of thinking in advance. Apart from that, you should do things at your own pace and trust your gut feeling when it comes to your partner and the love between the two of you. Stages of a relationship timeline. Now that you have an idea on what a relationship timeline might consist of, you will probably want to see a more structured plan of how a relationship will proceed through the years. A typical relationship timeline consists of certain stages that everyone will go through, from dating exclusively to deciding to spend your lives together. Just remember that the relationship stages timeline is just a guide to help you see where your relationship is at the moment, and it doesn't necessarily show you whether your relationship is a healthy or happy one. This is up to you to decide. That being said, here is a common relationship milestones timeline that many relationships tend to follow. We've got this gift of love, but love is like a precious plant. You can't just accept it and leave it in the cupboard or just think it's going to get on by itself. You've got to keep watering it. You've got to really look after it and nurture it. John Lennon. Stage 1. The initial attraction. The stage of the initial attraction is when the other person has just caught your eye and you start to think that maybe your current relationship with this person could evolve to something more. They might have been a close friend, a coworker, or someone you just met through a friend or on a dating app. Regardless of the circumstance, you saw something in them that caught your attention and you started seeing them romantically. This is where you both will flirt with one another a lot, and you will be confused on whether they actually see you in the same way. You still might not know a lot about this person, but you want to learn everything about them. This leads to the very next step. Stage 2. Going on a first date. After the initial attraction between you, you probably decide to go on that very first date. Now this is something that can either go very well and lead to a second date and then to more, or it can show you that this is probably not going to go anywhere. A first date with a new partner can be very nerve-wracking, and you might be looking at how to prepare for topics to discuss and how you can be your best self in order to impress them. Just because a first date was a little awkward, doesn't mean that the relationship won't have a future though. Dating can be stressful at first, but it can also be very fun and carefree, especially if you find that you have so many things to talk about with the other person. Your potential love interest can teach you so many new things, and you might just know that this is the right person for you at the end of that first date. Stage 3. Sharing your first kiss. For some couples, this happens on the first date, but for many others this happens on the second date or even later during dating. There is no rule about when you should share a first kiss with your new romance. In fact, most people prefer to kiss early on in the dating stage so they know if this feels right or not. This is something that most couples remember for the rest of their lives, and whether it went to plan or it ended up being a funny memory, you should enjoy it as much as possible. For most couples, it is one of the happiest moments in the relationship where they feel truly in love and excited for what is to come, and you will talk about it and remember it this way in the future. Stage 4. Having your first sleepover. The first night the two of you will spend together will also be something you will consider special and think about later on in your relationship. It is a significant moment that can be the first step to dating exclusively. Sex can be a very bonding for two new partners, and no matter when it happens during the dating time, it can lead to make good advances in your relationship. Sleeping at each other's place is also very important after having sex for the first time. Maybe you even have had sex without staying over at one another's place. This is an important step in the course of your relationship timeline, which shows that you are getting more comfortable with one another. In general, having sex with a new partner will definitely make you come closer to one another and bond you in a more emotional way. At the same time though, not everyone wants to move things too quickly, and that is totally okay. Many couples choose to also discuss sexual history of one another in a new relationship and be sure before they move to the next step. Take things at a pace that feels more comfortable for you and your partner. There is no normal when it comes to setting rules like that. If you feel like it is too awkward to talk about your sexual history, then remember that being safe is more important, and this will definitely make things a little easier for both sides in a new relationship. Stage 5. The official start of the relationship. After you have been on a few dates and have told people around you that you are dating, there will come a time when you realize you sleep over all the time and you genuinely love spending time with this person. This is when you know that this is no longer about just going on dates and having fun, and you start feeling a commitment to the other person. This is the official start of your new relationship, and in order to get there, you both need to be on the same page about how you want things to progress. This is an important transition state in the relationship, at which point you know it is probably a good idea to start planning for some important milestones in your relationship timeline. Stage 6. Meeting each other's friends. One of those important milestones is meeting each other's friends. Friends are a much safer place to start than getting your families involved, especially if you have been dating for less than 6 months. Never mind how seriously you see the other person and how happy and in love you might be, starting off by meeting their besties first is a much better idea. Meeting your partner's friends will show you quite a few different things about them and the relationship between you. You will get to know what kind of people they hang out with, if they have talked about you, and if their friends consider this relationship an important one. Most importantly, you will be able to expand your social circle as a couple and have more people to hang out with. Being able to have common friends is awesome, especially if they are also couples, so you can go on fun double dates. This is a great first step into making things more serious, especially before you decide to meet each other's family members. Stage 7. Getting comfortable with one another. This is a stage in the relationship timeline which is fun and exciting in its own special way. After you have spent some time together, you will start to see how going on dates and being in a relationship show two different sides to the person you love. For example, after 6 months into the relationship, your partner will finally feel comfortable enough to show you their gross side, and they won't have to worry about you judging them if they do something funny just because they feel comfortable around you. This is where you see that you are getting comfortable and this relationship has evolved into a much deeper bond. You need to be best friends above all else in order for the relationship to work well, and this stage shows you that you have reached this point in your bond with your significant other. Stage 8. Nearing the end of the honeymoon phase. There comes a time where it's not all about going on dates and having sex every chance you get. Sure, these first few months are fun and you are full of lust and excitement, but they won't last forever. The honeymoon phase might last longer for some people or it might just last 6 months, and that is all right. But you don't have to grieve it when it nears its end. This doesn't mean that your partner doesn't love you anymore. On the contrary, the honeymoon phase is replaced by a much deeper love and understanding and the realization that this commitment is serious and has or will lead to a long-term relationship. This is a beautiful thing to understand and will give you a good idea of what is to come next. I believe that two people are connected at the heart, and it doesn't matter what you do, or who you are or where you live. There are no boundaries or barriers if two people are destined to be together. Julia Roberts. Stage 9. Meeting each other's family. It is finally the time when you reach that point in your relationship timeline and you want to meet each other's families. This is another milestone in the relationship that makes the relationship serious and can affect the relationship in many ways. For most people, meeting the family of their partner will be a pleasant experience and everyone will be pleased with finally meeting the one their child loves. There will be times though where a partner's family won't be as accepting of certain things and this can complicate things greatly. Even if things don't go the way you expected when you meet each other's family, you should always remember that the most important thing is the relationship you have built with the one you love. If the two of you are happy, there is nothing yours or their family can say or do that can keep you from loving one another. Stage 10. Moving in together and planning for the future. The next step on the timeline is making plans for your future together. This involves finally moving in together and seeing how normal your life can be while living under the same roof. There are a lot of couples who might have moved on to this step a lot earlier and there are others who will delay this as much as they can. Either way, this is finally the time for both of you to build your new normal and see how you function together. You have to manage your finances together, you have to do grocery shopping and chores, take care of pets and still have time for the two of you in your relationship. This might be a difficult time for some couples and it might be easy for others. There is no normal when it comes to living with someone for the first time, and not everyone will be able to adjust to living with someone else, especially if they never did so in the past. All these different obligations, from finances to date nights, will be a new thing to explore in the course of your relationship. Stage 11. Getting engaged. The next step for many couples who have lived together for some time is to think about getting married. Getting engaged is a special situation which celebrates the love between two people and can be the answer when you want to fully commit yourself to that one special individual. Discuss what your partner would like and whether they would enjoy being engaged for a long time or if you don't want to wait too long until you tie the knot. If you are the one planning the proposal, make sure you arrange it so it is a memorable occasion for both parties and don't forget to include your parents and close friends so they are able to take pictures and enjoy this moment with you. Stage 12. Getting married. The last step many couples consider is marriage and it can truly be a big decision and worth the wait. If you know you want to spend your life with your partner and wish to have children together in the future, then marriage might be the answer you seek. Keep in mind though that marriage is not for everyone, and that is all right. Marriage is not the solution in an unhappy relationship and marriage is not a way to fix things if there are problems between you. It is a big commitment that you need to be certain of, especially before you decide to bring children into the picture. For those that are certain that they want to be with their significant other though and are happy with the idea of marriage, this will be a beautiful moment and so worth the wait. Getting married symbolizes your devotion and bond to the one you love and can be an amazing reward for both partners after a fun and happy relationship timeline. Planning your future together from there and on. It is important to remember that not every couple's relationship timeline will be the same. Not everyone will choose to get married and that route is one that many couples nowadays choose and will lead to a happy life regardless. The most important thing to remember is to love each other, put a lot of effort into your communication, and always treat each other with respect. The more effort you put into your relationship, the happier you will be, even if you don't follow every step of the timeline.